All About Mia, written and read by Lisa Williamson.
I feel like getting wasted tonight, I announce. It's a Friday evening in early June. Me and my three best friends, Stella Fielding, Mikey Twist, and Kimmy Chu, are packed into Stella's messy bedroom, the air thick with perfume and hairspray. Mikey rolls his eyes at the others. No offence, Mia, he says, but when do you not feel like getting wasted? He makes a valid point. My fondness for getting drunk is one of my trademarks. Yeah, but tonight I feel like getting especially wasted, I say, sloshing at least three fingers worth of vodka into a plastic beaker before topping it up with a splash of Diet Coke. I stir it with my straw, watching as the liquid turns the colour of dirty paint water. Why? What's the occasion? Kimmy asks, blowing on her newly painted fingernails. Does there have to be one? Suppose not. The truth is, I've had a crappy week. The evidence so far. On Monday, I dropped my iPhone on the patio when I was out on the roof having a late night cigarette, and now the screen is all cracked and Mum and Dad are refusing to replace it again. On Wednesday, the English essay I worked really hard on for once came back with a big fat D on it and the words "a poor effort" scrawled on the top in red pen. On Thursday, I was hauled into the head of sixth form's office for flouting the sixth form dress code for the third time this term. Apparently, my ripped jeans were inappropriate for an academic environment. I argued back for a bit, telling Mr. Joshi that whether you could see my kneecaps or not had no reflection on my ability to discuss the symbolism in a streetcar named Desire, but he was having none of it, confiscating my hooped earrings while he was at it for good measure. The real nail in the coffin, though, the cherry on top of the big fat cake, happened earlier today. I was in the sixth form social area, scrolling through Instagram, when a selfie of my ex-boyfriend Jordan kissing some blonde girl I've never seen before popped up on my feed. Straight away, I got that horrible sick feeling in my stomach, the sort that makes your insides slosh about like unset jelly. I down my drink and pour another. "Someone's phone," Stella says, turning down the iPod speakers. It's mine. I pluck it off the bed and peer at the shattered screen. "Mum," flashes back at me. I consider not answering, but I know she'll only go and leave me a really long voicemail message if I don't. "I'll be back," I say, putting down my beaker and heading out onto the landing, shutting Stella's bedroom door behind me. I swipe my finger across the screen. "Hey, Mum, what's up?" I ask, dangling my spare arm over the banister. "Hi, sweetheart, change of plan. I'm going to need you at home tomorrow," Mum says. "But I've got plans with Stella,"